it's a brand new episode of the Femme Fatale podcast, the only podcast in which a veteran Hollywood reporter, that is me, answers questions from those of you about how celebrities really live and entertainment really works. No celebrity is safe, no franchise too precious. Oh, and speaking of franchises, good news. The Comic-Con is over. Super fans have gotten the mostly obscured photo of Ben Affleck as Batman that they've been craving, and we can all go back to laughing at the strain now and speculating wildly on what's going on in the royal marriage. And by royal marriage, I mean, of course, the union of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Now, if you're a fan of my occasional Showbiz Showdown gossip segment on ITV's This Morning over in the UK, in it, I will very likely be dishing on that marriage on that morning show later on in the week. But for you podcast fans, I give you so much more.
Just don't hate on Jay-Z and Bey.
I won't. I promise I won't. And that person speaking with me this week is co-host, is in the co-host chair, and it's longtime friend of the franchise and heavily connected celebrity wedding planner, Harmony Walton of the Bridal Bar in Los Angeles.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me, Leslie.
She has her own podcast. You do?
I do, on iHeartRadio.
On iHeartRadio, and it dishes on everything having to do with wedding planning and weddings of the stars. She has planned weddings of the stars, some of which she will talk about, some of which she will never talk about unless I get her wasted.
Which you've done before.
Which I've done. And best part, she's here to answer your questions in the midst of this celebrity wedding season, which it still is, right?
Oh, absolutely. We just had Piper Perabo, it's a tongue twister, got married this past weekend in New York.
Right?
Yeah, people are pulling the trigger left and right.
Trigger
in more ways than one.
Now, were you involved in this wedding?
I was not. I have a dear friend who was her wedding planner. Myra and Sochiel from AAB Creates did it. And it was supposedly spectacular. She wore a yellow veil, which was kind of weird.
But a white dress?
Not a white dress. Like kind of a metallic silver Michael Kors off the rack piece. And her husband looked like a total hobo. I would not have paired them together, but she looked stunning.
Now, when you say, like, hobo, do you mean, like, Jared Leto or, like, full-on Burt's Bees?
I would say a good mix of the two, but not, like, hottie Jared Leto. Not at all. I mean, he was in what might have been a three-piece suit in the 70s, this navy blue thing that was way too big on him when he was swimming in it. And we've only seen one paparazzi shot, but he literally looked like a homeless man chasing a bride down the street. And it may have just been the angle that he was standing behind her, but it was a little frightening. It could have been a restraining order situation.
Now, Piper Perabo is not that huge of a star, which the reason I bring that up is because I'm wondering, for a level of actress of that level, just to repeat the word, like, what do they spend on their weddings?
You know, she, and just knowing some of the players involved, it was a small wedding in an art gallery, but knowing kind of her dream team in New York City, she easily spent, you know, I'd say low six figures. She bought her dress, so we know that was paid for. She didn't get it for free, but from the designers, like most big A-list stars do. And she just kind of wanted it low key and out of the press, which typically means she's paying full price.
I like her now.
Me too.
She was sort of flatlined for me. Like, I had no hate.
Oh, come on. Coyote Ugly was amazing.
No. I mean, like, I had no hate. I had no love. She was just a flat line for me. Like, a flat line. And you just made it uptick.
Awesome.
You did. You just made her show up on the graph for me.
She can thank me later.
She can. And if you want to thank Harmony, we're going to get her contact information later on in the show. Now, before we get to your wedding questions about how celebrity weddings really work, and there are some amazing facts about how celebrity weddings really work, we do have a couple of your questions. Regular questions, and I'd like Harmony to read the first one.
So a listener writes in, the magazines are saying that Kim Kardashian's iPhone game made $200 million. I call BS. Is that number even close to real, or is this all just a publicity? What is that word?
Malarkey.
Is it full of, you know what?
Yes.
Cordially yours, Joan Crawford. P.S. Yes, this is Joan, icon of the silver screen. I am not some gay bear in San Francisco.
I know this gay bear. It's Charles. I know who it is. Hi, Charles. Okay. So I have more good news for you. I am not only a veteran Hollywood reporter, but also a former business reporter. And for a story like this, you need a business reporter to wade through the shenanigans, which is the same thing as malarkey. And you're lucky to have me, is what I'm saying to you. First of all, some basics. Bloomberg has said, quoting an analyst, an analyst recently raised his stock price target for the company that distributes this game. The company is called Glue. Recently, he said, Glue's going to make a lot more money. I'm going to predict that the shares are going to go up from X to Y.
Why do I say this? Because it looks like their revenues this year, total revenues this year, are going to be maybe up to $200 million. And the reason why the revenues might be up to $200 million is because largely of Kim Kardashian's new game. Now, did you notice I said revenues for the whole company?
Big difference.
Big difference. Revenues for the whole company. And this company, by the way, also makes, and if you're a redneck, you know what I'm about to say, Deer Hunter 2014. Now, they make both. Deer Hunter is nowhere near as popular as Kim Kardashian's game right now. I will say that. No, it is. I actually looked it up.
Oh, okay.
This is hard, cold shenanigans we're dealing with now. And the basics are this. Deer Hunter 14 is like number 20-something in popularity right now on mobile games. Kim Kardashian's game right now is number 4-ish.
And what do you play? Like getting dressed in her closet?
Yes. Get famous and you help. She helps you get famous by dating people and wearing clothes.
Oh, no.
And look for love.
We're breeding a whole new generation of sluts.
And by the way, I'll let you know something. I kind of wrote a similar game 5 years ago.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
For Facebook. Just thought you guys should just throwing, not to throw shade, but that shade was just, incoming shade. Woo, that is, that shade was just thrown. Now, here are some numbers. First of all, revenue also is not net income. That's the first thing you should know, but we're going to get back to that in a minute. More numbers. I found a site called thinkgaming.com. It's a legitimate site that tracks data analysis and analytics for mobile game sales. They know what they're talking about. They're a real company. TechCrunch even says so. So there you go.
You're like a hard crime reporter.
I'm hardcore in every way. In every way. That's why I love numbers. I'm an ex-business reporter and it makes all the difference. For example, the daily revenue estimate for Kim Kardashian's game right now is $299,326. What does that mean? They're estimating that that's how much money this game is making per day. That's impressive. That's really nice. Especially by contrast, Deer Hunter 2014, $23,671 is the estimate for how much it makes per day. This is why this is important. Kardashian's game has been out for just over a month. Let's do some math. Right now, $299,326 times 30 days is just under $9 million for a month. Now, let's just say that Glue's financial year just started. Let's just give them 12 more months, all right? 9 times 12 months is $108 million. Is $108 million $200 million, Harmony?
I went to UCLA, so I'm pretty sure the math tells me. No, it's not. Not even close.
No, it is not. Meanwhile,
and chances of it not dipping after its first month of release, come on.
I would pity that poor analyst. The analyst said. Now, Deer Hunter, more than $700,000 a month for Deer Hunter. Okay. Put it all together. I mean, does that mean that maybe it'll rise? I mean, maybe it'll go crazy. The Chinese will go crazy for the Kim Kardashian boob fashion and it'll go through the roof. But the point is, 108 million is not 200 million. 200 million, 108. And by the way, once again, that's revenue, not net.
Not the 100 million they had to pay her to put her name on it.
Exactly. She's likely taking a cut, a licensing cut. Sometimes those fees are 10%, sometimes they're 20%. Sometimes they're 50, sometimes they're 70. So how much is she getting out of this versus how much the company and the game is actually making? No one knows. But the point is, 108 million, 200 million. Oh, by the way, you went to UCLA. Did you know that your school's flooding right now?
I did. Can you believe that?
Yeah. There's a water main break, by the way, kids. We're taping very bravely right now because probably
it's dangerous out there.
3-4 miles away right now in the middle of a boulevard that's nowhere near my house. A water main broke and it's flooding the streets and it's fluttering the sports venues of UCLA and people could have gotten wet.
And people can't get out of the parking lot after class.
People could have...
It's severe.
People could have lost their dry clean only clothes. It was bad. But Harmony, instead of helping her alumni friends and her people, she chooses to come here, and I really appreciate that.
No, and I was late thanks to the traffic backup on Sunset Boulevard because of the water.
Because of the water.
How do we get through this city? I mean, how do we survive?
I don't know how we survive our white people problems.
Hey, neither one of us got electrocuted this weekend at the beach. So
we could have been electrocuted in Venice Beach too.
Yep.
We are really, it's dangerous world out there. It really is. I mean, pity us. Okay. One more listener question, and then we're going to get to the wedding extravaganza, which I promise you is really worth listening to. Go.
All right. Trippy Hawkins asks via Facebook.
What?
Also, I'm presuming you intend to do an SDCC, which I had to ask what that was, segment in the next podcast, if you aren't totally sick of it by then. What is the best goss to come out of the SDCC? Let us know what we should and shouldn't give our time to.
All right. I spoke of this earlier, which is the San Diego Comic-Con, where tens of thousands of people descend on San Diego, where your family is currently what pinned down, I'm assuming.
Basically, San Diego through Los Angeles, we're all trapped.
Yes.
From one of the two.
It traps the entirety of Southern California in a gridlock of traffic while Charlize Theron comes to the convention center to talk about the Mad Max.
It's because she's in like a cat suit or something like that.
Yeah, and she shows off a robot arm or whatever she's got. It's great. But seriously, what is it, like 150,000 dweebs? It's something like that.
Kimmel last night did a great segment where he asked all these dweebs dressed up in their costumes mm-hmm. whether or not they've had sex in their costumes or not. And for the majority of them, they were like, no, but I'd really like to.
Of course. If anybody out there would like to have... There's for any of you who really is a fan of comedy at the expense of San Diego Comic-Con, or actually comedy at the expense of nerds, you should look up. There is a classic Conan episode where Triumph the Insult Comic Dog goes to, I believe it's...
Star Wars.
An opening of Star Wars. And he makes fun of people who are dressed up in line. And it's...
They even had a geek wedding, I think, in line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's some of the best television ever.
It's 12 minutes of almost as good as this podcast, but it's pretty up there.
Shut your dirty mouth.
Not quite. Not even in your world, but, not even but in your universe.
Now, they're only, you know what? Lots of people were actually quite disappointed in the Comic-Con this year. There was a lot of noise, but some people were very disappointed, for example, in Marvel, the comic book people, Marvel. They are obviously in charge of the Avengers and the this and the that, but they obviously didn't break a lot of new movie news. Instead, they just tease stuff that's already in the pipeline, and that don't mess with the dweebs. Don't do it. And the dweebs noticed that, and they called that shit out. But despite
that... Did they riot? What happened? Is that why the lady got run over?
You can't riot when you're in like a Wookiee suit.
Very true.
You can't even, much less have sex. Now, there were two main things that came out of it. One, if you are a fan of Mad Max, the trailer for Mad Max Fury Road came out, and it featured all the things. It featured the really bald-headed, hot Charlize Theron with motor oil on her forehead or something. I don't know what that was. And like a robot hand and like an RV full of chicks and Tom Hardy with his like lips of destiny fighting the dust. It was great. It was great. As a matter of fact, I think I'll link to it on the push post for this podcast. And the only other thing that really made noise is there's going to be a new Wonder Woman. And it's being played, of course, by this hot Israeli chick named Gal Gadot, right?
Oh, I did see that.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the costume?
I think it was Kimmel was basically saying, does anyone see a Kim Kardashian resemblance? he said, actually,
he sees Kim Kardashian in everything.
He said, it's Kim Kardashian in Louis Vuitton warrior gear. And he's not wrong.
I actually, first of all, it was very, it's brown.
It's Louis Vuitton.
It's brown. And if you've seen the classic cartoon, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but if you've seen the classic comic book, it's red, white, and yellow, and it's all woo, and it's got stars and shit.
Right.
And it's got stripies, and it's shiny.
Kind of a little Americana.
Right. And I'm not saying that they should do that because they're not doing it with Superman and Batman. I mean, Batman's all like brooding and shit. So that's fine. They want to make her broody. They want to make her brown. Great. But it's like, you know what it is? It's Xena Warrior Princess redo.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, people got on Reddit and were like, hello, Xena Warrior Princess, anyone? But it's brown, and I don't know how, I guess I like it all right. I guess it's just brown.
It's fashion forward? I don't know. It's
couture? It is very Louis Vuitton. Maybe I'll post the photo and you guys can tell me if it's just brown or if it's good. Speaking of fashion, it's time for wedding info. You guys wrote in with your questions for Harmony Walton, who is probably one of the best celebrity bridal experts I've ever worked with.
I pay you to say that.
You do, but you didn't today. I'll be coming at you later, bitch. Why don't you start with the first question and then answer it? Or I'm going to ask you the question.
I'm gonna ask you the question. I can read aloud? Is that what this is?
I didn't say that. But no, I mean, this way you answer okay. it. You see, otherwise it's like you read your own question. It's kind of like somebody doing their own reverb or something. It's,
got it.
What are they saying? You don't have the money to... No. Hillary Shepherd asked via Facebook, who actually makes up the guest list for a celebrity wedding? The couple or their publicists?
Okay, this is a little ridiculous. Okay. The couple. I mean...
Why is it ridiculous?
Because, you know, you get your 2 cents from mom and dad on either side like you would in any wedding. I have yet to see... Well, I take that back. I have seen... couples that get married for PR reasons, but it's very rare that a celebrity couple will get married strictly for show. And so the day still means something. They may be making a big profit off of it, something that you and I don't get to do, but it's still their wedding at the end of the day. It still matters. Now they may consult the important people in their lives as to, hey, is there anyone we need to invite? Like a normal couple would their mom and dad. They may ask their agent, hey, do we have to invite the other agents in the office? Is it going to cause, you know, a riff, or is that politically incorrect? But it's still going to be their wedding at the end of the day. And we're seeing a lot of couples do smaller weddings where they're just saying F it and having their own wedding with an intimate crowd and not really anyone from Hollywood there at all.
So the Kim Kardashian wedding recently, that sounds like almost like a year 2000 throwback in a way then.
Well, put it this way, they definitely consulted mom on that guest list, you know, as any normal couple would, but this mom had a little bit more say in that wedding from what I've heard.
From
than
what
the
you've heard?
Average.
Really?
Yes. From, there's
what
a,
have you heard?
Well, there's a rumor, and I'm just going to say it's a rumor. I can't confirm or deny it, that mm-hmm. there were a few wedding professionals that may have participated in the first wedding, or I should say her second wedding
right.
to Chris, that were boxed out of the third by Kanye. And after the mom pitched a fit, they were let back into the wedding. So where the mom was actually making, Kris Jenner was actually making some wedding decisions on their behalf. And, you know, usually a bride and groom might feud a little bit here and there on a topic. But in this case, it was kind of the threesome were feuding about who was going to do what and what it was going to look like and things like that.
You're kidding me.
No, it's a business transaction for mom. Come on.
Wow. All right. So, when you say, you did say something that I have to nail you on. Okay. I gotta draw a string on this. You did say that you have on occasion seen celebrities get married just for publicity.
I've seen one that, you
know. Can you drop a hint without saying who it was?
Well, I think the whole world kind of knows who we think it might have been.
But you're saying that you have positive proof of this?
They're no longer together.
Right.
I can say that the information I had at the time that was not confirmed turned out to be true.
Okay.
Once they divorced.
Okay.
So that to me says there were more things at play than just true love.
In the 90 days or whatever that they were married.
In the 5 years. Wink, wink. But you know, you never know. I mean, at the end of the day, there are contracts in place for all kinds of things, and you end up falling in love, and vice versa.
5 years.
You fall in love, and then you have a contract, and then you fall out of love. So it really just, you know, it's the celebrities are faulted just like the rest of us, and their weddings can go right or go wrong. Their marriages can go right and wrong just like the rest of ours.
5 years.
Oh, come on.
What is this, actor? What? I can't believe I can't get this.
Think of one.
Oh, that one.
Way back in the day.
Oh, that one's so back in the day now. Oh, really? And there was a contract?
Well, you read the press. I mean, hypothetically. I didn't personally see the contract. I heard about it at the time. There was hypothetically a contract executed.
And you heard about this
DL,
from someone who
on the DL.
Really would know.
Yes. And then...
And was it this a prenup or was it a contract to stay married for a specific period of time?
It might have been the latter. And then eventually, then when 5 years happened and the divorce came, I thought back and said, wow... My
rumor was true.
I could have looked at the date and picked it. I could have gone to Vegas on that one.
You know, I don't know why. I'm not surprised by that, but I'm surprised that they would be so cynical as to put it in writing like that with a date. I don't know. I just figured that maybe they wouldn't want any written evidence of such a thing. But then again, I guess it's protection for them.
It's protection, but it's also benchmarks, not unlike a prenup or, you know, a divorce when you've made it 10 years, you get this amount
right.
and things like that. I mean, it's just as cynical as a prenup that anyone else would have.
Which brings me to another question.
Right.
What do those prenuptials, this is Ryan Houlihan, who's going to triple dip later. What do those prenuptials and wedding contracts look like?
Good question. I'm not a divorce lawyer, so those I'm not as privy to as, say, their NDAs and their PR contracts that go into planning of the wedding. But I have had couples that got cut down to 2 or 3 days before the wedding aren't necessarily planning on tying the knot because there is a holdup with the prenup. I even have, well, I won't say who, but I have a...
Describe.
Athlete,
actress.
I have an athlete that is very close to me personally that had this issue 3 days before the wedding. There might have been a hold up with the wedding because the prenup wasn't signed. And as it turned out, it had nothing to do with the bride. It was two lawyers feuding, and neither bride nor groom knew what was going on. But were both trying to flex their muscles, and the bride and groom kind of said, "Hey, we don't care. This is how it is. We're totally in love. We just want to, you know, protect each other." And come to find out, there's a war of lawyers trying to get each client their right, what they felt they were due, which caused a hold up leading up to the wedding. The bride and groom ended up getting involved and squashing it and saying, "Hey, we don't care. We just want to sign something and get married." And they did. And I think that happens a lot because whether it's your publicist or your agent or your entertainment attorney, everybody wants to flex their muscles and show that what they're getting for you. And that happens with prenups just like it does with the everyday couple.
Are this couple still together?
Oh, absolutely. It was a recent wedding, and it really was like, I mean, the bride could have cared less what she signed, but the groom said, "Go get a lawyer. I want to make sure that you feel comfortable with it." So she did. And the lawyer came out guns blazing, and that's what happens.
That's interesting. You'd think that the woman would want the prenup.
Well,
I guess not if she's not the one with the money.
Yeah, she didn't have the cash.
Oh.
So, but he was very generous. He was just more of a, you know, this is something we're responsible adults should do these days.
Now, about those NDAs, I do want to talk about that because the NDAs that anybody associated with a celebrity wedding have to sign can be breathtaking. We should start with the vendors and then talk about whether you've ever seen a guest sign one.
Have I ever seen a guest sign one? Gosh, that seems like something that would have been done back in the day. Like, it kind of rings a bell. I may have seen that, but
I think the Brad Pitt Aniston wedding may have had that.
I feel like there has been that, but not in a decade. Mm-hmm. If it comes to me, I'll let you know. Mm-hmm. Vendors all have to sign it. The problem is, and good tip for a reporter on the hunt like you every once in a while, is the venue. There's your point of weakness. So you have your photographer sign $5 million, your wedding planner sign a $5 million NDA, all these things that scare the death out of these little mom and pop shops that work from home, right? And could never pay off a $5 million lawsuit. So they're keeping their big trap shut. Then you go to, say, a fancy hotel, like a Four Seasons, hypothetically, and you hand your NDA to the catering manager and you say, "Sign it." But now you've got bartenders and wait staff and valet and housekeepers. And you've got what could be potentially hundreds of employees that could have some contact with your wedding leading up to and on the night of. And the hotel will not have those employees sign it. They can't take... They don't want the liability of that because they can't control the valet guy that might get $500 cash from a paparazzi around the corner and take any responsibility for that. So by and large, big properties will not sign those NDAs because the liability is too high and they would have to take responsibility for, you know, what could be potentially 100 employees. So that's where a lot of the information tends to get leaked. You tend to find out about these events when they're at big hotel properties. Those private estates, those one-offs, it's a little different because the wedding planner or the caterer is bringing in their own staff in which everyone has signed one. But those big brands, they'll tell you, not going to happen, but we've never had a leak ever. And of course, the one thing that gets out is the venue and how many hotel rooms they have and what's being served on the menu.
San Ysidro Ranch, which is where...
Montecito, yeah.
Yeah, which is where Jessica Simpson got... Is that the type of venue, too, that would leak like crazy?
That is one of the rare exceptions because it's a boutique hotel and it's known for their secrecy of celebrity. So Jackie O and Kennedy actually honeymooned there. And that is... Ever since then, that has been a place where celebrities will go for romantic getaways. So it's very small. You've got fewer staff members and it's privately owned. You don't have the big brand of like a Four Seasons that's coming in to manage a property.
You know, a while ago, before I swing off into another thing, I'm going to slightly change the subject and talk about venues for a minute. We were talking about Jessica Simpson's wedding and with some predictions about what may or may not happen. That ranch really only holds like 100 or less. And they ended up having like 200 folk at their wedding. Did they like go to other, do they send up folks to other hotels? Do you know what happened?
You know, I don't know what happened. My guess is that property has, so when they say it has like 100 people, that's for that space. Mm-hmm. But if you've ever been there, there are lots of different outdoor kind of alcoves and spaces. My guess is they kind of took over and merged and flowed from one area into the next. Like you wouldn't necessarily, you could also do say like where they have most of their ceremonies. You could have done standing room and fit five times as many people as if you did seated. You could do pillows on the grass and incorporate more people that way. So it also depends on kind of how you set things up. Mm-hmm. If you don't do a giant dance floor, which I imagine they did because they love to dance. But yeah, that you there's a million ways you can slice a wedding and a property. It probably wasn't ideal or conducive or perfect with 200 people in a venue that really only is meant for 100, but that's probably why they chose it, because they know it's one of the few hotels in California that can be Fort Knox. And, you know, years back we talked when they were going to get married, or maybe last year.
It was like before she got knocked up for the second time, she was going to do it.
And then that's where she was going to do it. And it actually came out, we all knew it was going to be at San Ysidro Ranch. So there was a leak there at
some
point.
Years ago that
and
it was
so I thought there was no way she was going to get married there again, right? Because it already got leaked the last time, but she did. And they pulled it off. It looked pretty spectacular. And I don't know about the Great Expectations theme, but her Carolina Herrera dress was spectacular.
Do we have time for one more question? I think we do. Very quickly, let's let Ryan Houlihan triple dip. How do wedding sponsorship deals work? Do some stars really marry for the profit?
I had a huge star a couple years back say, my wedding budget depends on how much we can get paid for the photos.
And this was how long ago?
Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, back when paydays were really big for this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that celebrities get married for the profit, but they do take into account the profit. Can we up our star power, which is going to entitle us to more money on the next movie or get the next TV show contract? Or how much money can we get to sell our photos to reimburse us so we basically get a free wedding? Or can we get the press to plug all of our vendors and the San Ysidro ranches in order to get the free wedding from all those vendors in that venue? So it's definitely the business of getting married. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say that people get married for profit. They use the profit as the icing on the proverbial wedding cake.
And recently, I know that things are sort of shifting. We'll say this really quickly. I know that trends are sort of shifting. It's not so much about getting everything for free as it is maybe getting someone else to style your wedding, like a Martha Stewart Weddings will come in and use all their vendors to get you big discounts and coverage and things like that. And that's the way you save as opposed to pimping out a particular Hanson's wedding cake.
Absolutely. Or now the new twist on this is like Sierra going on the cover of Brides Magazine. Who cared about her until now, right? She's been gone for a long time.
I don't even know. Oh, Sierra?
Yeah.
What the hell? Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Exactly. And now she's on the cover of a Condé Nast bridal on a Condé Nast magazine that she could not have bought her way onto had she not been getting married. A similar example, Whitney Port just came out with a line of wedding invitations for wedding paper divas where it's going to be a license deal. She's getting some cash. She's getting a cut. No one cared. No one would have given her an invitation stationery line, right? But you're engaged. Oh, let's give you a package deal, a license deal. So there's lots of money to be made around your wedding and not even just on your wedding day itself.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I think we better wrap it up because I need a
you're
place.
You're disgruntled now.
Yeah, I need a place to go grumble into the wall.
Time for another wedding.
Time for another wedding or just another glass of wine. My name is Leslie Gornstein. Thank you so much for listening. Harmony Walton is a font of information. And of course, she could be your wedding planner as well. Harmony, how do we hear more about you and what you do?
Well, you can learn more about Bridal Bar at bridalbar.com. And you can listen to my radio show on iHeartRadio.com. Just do a search for Bridal Bar.
Fantastic. And how can they reach you? Do you want to be tweeted at?
Oh, you can tweet me at Bridal Bar. You can email us at hello@bridalbar.com. We'll hook you up for your big day.
Hey, I love it. I wish I weren't already married. Oh, I'm going to take it back. I take it back. I love you, baby. I do love you. And by me, I mean Leslie Gornstein. If you have any questions for me about how the entertainment business really works, the dirty, dirty entertainment business, you can always tweet me at Fame Fatale Says. You can find me on my website. That's the www.thefamefatale.com. You can email me at Leslie@thefamefatale.com, or you can find me on Tumblr, where I don't even know why I have an account. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time.